MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confusion in Washington over the latest emails telling federal workers to describe a bullet point list of their job duties or risk being fired. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Sources tell us the Office of Personnel Management has told agencies this directive is voluntary, but the president said that if you don't respond, you will be fired or semi-fired. And in the meantime, the president is announcing the far-right podcaster Dan Bongino to be second in command at the FBI, a loyal Trump supporter. He has stoked conspiracy theories about January 6th and has been deeply critical of the FBI.
The Vatican says Pope Francis has been sitting up at the hospital where he's being treated. He's also met with the Vatican Secretary of State about possible candidates for sainthood. The 88-year-old Pope is suffering from double pneumonia in Rome. In a dramatic shift, the United States has split with its European allies at the UN by refusing to blame Russia for the invasion of Ukraine and votes on three resolutions seeking an end to the three-year war. This is ABC News. The first phase of the Gaza ceasefire is set to end on Saturday, and it's unclear what will happen next. Negotiations on a second phase to end 15 months of Israeli bombardments following the violence of October 7th have only just begun. The two sides were to have begun talks by now. You'll be paying more for your late night, your early morning breakfast if you go to Denny's, if that breakfast involves eggs.
Getting that Moons Over My Hammy or the Grand Slam will cost more. Denny's is now joining the Waffle House and announcing it will have to add a surcharge onto any meal on its menu that includes eggs. Unlike the Waffle House, which is charging 50 cents per egg, Denny's isn't making it a set price, but instead will allow variations market by market and restaurant by restaurant, saying it's trying to navigate the rapidly changing market dynamics. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Average cost for a dozen eggs nationwide, just under $5 due to the number of chickens that have had to be killed because of bird flu. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Right now at Verlo, you save big on your new mattress during our President's Day sale. At Verlo, we make a better mattress at a better price that's backed with our lifetime comfort guarantee. We make all of our mattresses locally and pass the savings on to you. And for a limited time, all of our adjustable bases are on sale. You don't want to miss our President's Day sale. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers' spring training continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers trying out players and adding familiar faces like Mark Canha, returning with a minor league deal. He could serve as a DH or first baseman. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 12-8. On Sunday, left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby struggled in his first outing against the Rockies, coming off shoulder surgery from nearly 2 years ago.
Even though it's frustrating, frankly, everything felt pretty good. I felt a little bit of rush, maybe a little adrenaline. Just getting back out there for the first time. but healthy.
College basketball, the Badgers back in action at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Greg guarded practice after Saturday's overtime loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film. But then you got to flush it. As I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain and a low of 33. Chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise clouds and mid 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 42. Friday, partly sunny and windy with highs in the upper 40s.
Right now, it's 37.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Now, I don't know if you've been following the news, but I've been keeping my ears open. And it seems like everyone, everywhere, is super mad about everything all the time. I try to stay a little optimistic, even though I will admit, things are getting pretty sticky. Here's how I try to look at it, and this is just me. This guy being the president, it's like there's a horse loose in a hospital. It's like there's a horse loose in a hospital. I think eventually everything's gonna be okay, but I have no idea what's gonna happen next. And neither do any of you, and neither do your parents, because there's a horse loose in the hospital. It's never happened before. No one knows what the horse is gonna do next, least of all the horse. He's never been in a hospital before. He's as confused as you are. There's no experts. They try to find experts on the news. They're like, we're joined now by a man that once saw a bird in the airport. It's like, get out of here with that shit. We've all seen a bird in the airport. This is a horse loose in a hospital. When a horse is loose in a hospital, you gotta stay updated. So all day long, you walk around, oh, what'd the horse do? What'd the horse do? The updates, they're not always bad. Sometimes they're just odd. Be like, the horse used the elevator. I didn't know he knew how to do that. And then for a second, we were like, maybe the horse catcher will catch the horse. And then the horse is like, I have fired the horse catcher. He can do that? Shouldn't be allowed, no matter who the horse is. I don't remember that in Hamilton.
WMDX. John and Gordy sitting around here in the morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, might have rained overnight. I'm not sure.
Yeah, some sprinkles. Yeah, a little light rain, yeah.
Yeah.
Streets are wet. They're damp.
They are. My driveway was very slippery. Rolling
really?
Down the hill. Yeah. It's a very steep incline, and it was like, oh my God. You know, I thought, this is it. And it would take me 8 hours to get into work here. But the streets are good in the city, but, you know, maybe around your home, it's a little slippier. Slipperier.
Or
slipperier.
Slushier.
Slipperier.
Slush. Yeah. Yeah, so just be
careful.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Yeah. My God, what do we have to say?
Be weather-wise.
How many times do we have to say it?
I don't know. You know, it's still, winter is still hanging on, but it was nice yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, low 50s.
Unbelievable.
It's going to be nice again today, too. Right now, it's already 39 degrees.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what the afternoon temperature is?
Not
you
really.
Want to skip it today?
Screw it.
Yeah, we don't care.
John, you'd never believe it. Guess what I found?
Uh-oh. You did.
What?
Now let's find out what the high temperature is going to be today, because you found the bar dice.
I found the bar dice.
All right.
All right.
Roll the dice.
There.
48. A 4 and 8. Or 84. I don't know, because it's two dice.
Yeah, you never
could
know.
Could be 84. It
could be 84.
But
degrees.
One of them's a 4 and one of them's an 8.
Why is there an 8 on a die?
I don't know. Good question. Yeah, how did that happen?
It sounded like there was a lot of them in there. Maybe there was enough dice to add up to 48.
We're going to have to workshop that one.
Hadn't thought about that,
no.
Had we?
Yeah,
okay.
Different.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. John, you may have heard they're having a big sale. Did you hear about that?
I did hear that. Yeah, it was a President's Day sale that continues to this day, right?
That's right. Well, it's continuing.
As long as we have a president, we're not sure yet.
Well, it's going on through the end of the week, in fact.
Yeah.
You can get savings and support your dreams on a Verlo mattress. Don't forget, they have savings on their adjustable bases, and I know you're a big fan of their adjustable bases.
I am. I'd go in there and try to sell them if they wanted me to do that.
Yeah, really?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, for a limited time, you can save up to 50% on their adjustable bases at Verlo, their east side location or west side location. Free 0% financing available for 6 or 12 or even up to 18 months. What?
I'm just thinking that I might be a little pushy in trying to sell it, you know, the adjustable bases, but I'm not sure they like that.
Well, you're a big fan of the adjustable bases.
I'm a big fan of them, so much so that I think I would force people to buy them.
Mm. Well,
that's where I'm coming from.
You'd twist their arm, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, just go into Verlo Mattress and talk to one of their salespeople. Don't talk to John. You know, just...
Yeah. I'll just be hanging around.
Just be careful. Okay.
I'll be hanging around the adjustable bed area. Which may look really sick.
Yeah. But. Okay. Well, if you see John there, just ask for Maddie the mattress. And, you know, he's the security guard there. So he'll take care of
That's
things.
Right. That's right.
Verlo Mattress. Just go to Verlo.com for more information on their President's Day sale. And check out their east side and west side locations. Okay?
We'll do that. We will definitely do that.
Oh, there's just so much going on.
I know. There really is.
Every
it's
day.
A fire hose of stuff. And we've got many, many stories today.
Yes, we do. And, you know, some of those federal layoffs are starting to affect some Madison workers.
Yes.
You heard this?
Yeah. A lot of local communities across the country are being affected by this because of the federal buildings.
That's right. Well, we've got some federal buildings here in Madison.
We do.
And they're making massive cuts to medical and scientific research, all kinds of things.
Well, when is our mayor going to decide that we need our own Doge team?
You think so?
We need a Doge team.
You just want your
here.
Property taxes to be lower? You don't even live in Madison. You live in Middleton.
Yeah.
That's why I can wish it on Madison. I wouldn't recommend that in Middleton. We're pretty cool out there.
Are there some places where local Doge teams are popping up?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, all of Florida now has their own Doge team. You know, DeSantis can't help himself.
He can't stay on the sidelines long.
No, he can't, and he doesn't want to let a good thing go by because he runs such a tight state. And you'd think, he wouldn't need a Doge team. They're saving money down there in Florida,
everything's left and right. Yeah.
So why would he need a Doge team?
I don't know.
Under Republican control for the last 80 years. So
seems like
why would you need a Doge team in a Republican state? Doesn't make any sense. But you know what? He's put a Doge team together in Florida. He's going to clean house.
Okay.
Finally.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, hang on to that thought. We'll talk about it some more. Let's get to the National Day calendar.
All right, let's start
for
that
today,
up.
February 25th, 2025. Is it or is it not? Mm-hmm. National Clam Chowder Day? Is it National Chocolate Covered Nut Day? Or is it National Doge Day? Which day does not belong?
National Nut Day?
You're wrong. That's an actual day, and it's Chocolate Covered Nut Day today.
Ah.
Sam? Would you like to take a guess?
I mean, of course it's Doge Day. I couldn't even remember the other one because of how dumb that suggestion was.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Doge Day.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was sweeping the nation.
No. All right. Not yet. It's National Clam Chowder Day. Who doesn't love clam chowder?
Mm. Actually, I do.
I do like it once in a while. Yes, National Clam Chowder Day. Clam chowder is the simplest form. In its simplest form is just soup or stew containing clams or fish. The most common type of chowder includes milk or cream, as well as potatoes, though the Manhattan clam chowder also has tomatoes. And the word chowder, the origin of the word chowder is up for a little bit of debate. The French word for cauldron is chowder. The English word jowder, J-A-W-T-E-R, means fish peddler.
Wow.
So both are possible origins
combination. That's crazy.
Of chowder.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. Let's get to chocolate-covered nut day, okay?
Boy, there are a lot of those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Think of your M&M, almond. Chocolate-covered
almonds. M&M's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Peanut cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, peanut M&M's. You know, the thing is, you can get a lot of those, and Farm and Fleet or Menards, they have their sections in there where they have these chocolate-covered everythings.
Mm-hmm. Well, for thousands of years, nuts have been a staple of the human diet, John. The walnut is a favorite of the ancient Greeks and Romans. They liked their nuts. While Native Americans favored pecans.
I was wondering about that.
Don't get started. Both chocolates and nuts can be good for you. Dark chocolate possesses a substantial amount of antioxidants.
Yes.
While the nuts contain essential fatty acids and linoleic acids. I don't know. Sam, do you have an idea?
I didn't quite hear what you said. I think
linoleic acids.
Linoleic acid.
Linoleic.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but it's in nuts. For the most part, the fats in nuts are unsaturated fats, including monounsaturated fats. Nuts. Okay. Blah blah blah. First chocolate-covered peanut candy was Goobers. We were talking about Goobers just the other day. Originally sold in 1925. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The word goober is a common slang word for peanut in the South. Okay. The M&M peanuts, chocolate-covered peanuts, were started in 1954.
Wow.
So there you have it.
You know, I was reading an article about nuts and how they prepare them, how they harvest them, where they grow them. The whole industry of a lot of different kinds of nuts around the world. Yeah. And some of these nuts, some of our most popular nuts in this country, are using slave child labor. And and some of the nuts that they have a fruity covering on it, poisonous, and can affect these children and neurologically and hurt them, even kill them. So, you know.
Where did you read this?
Way to bring us down. God.
So
we have to be environmentally conscious of what we're doing and
where those
and
nuts
eat
are coming from.
Eat the right kind of nuts and avoid the others so we don't promote child labor.
Okay. Thank you for informing us.
I hope everybody is not depressed at this point.
Okay. Let's take a break and, take a deep breath. We'll be back with history with Sam.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry,
hungry,
you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Good morning, John.
WMDX.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful morning. Fantastic morning. Buses are speeding by down State Street.
Yes, they are. Away they go. Hey, you want to find out what's going on around Madison,
yeah,
around the state? Sign up for the WMDX newsletter. Just go to WMDXradio.com and you can find it there. Find out about special events, local news, cool things going on around Madison and around the state.
I signed up for it yesterday.
Did you really?
It finally popped up on my screen. Finally.
Okay.
And I signed up for the newsletter.
Yeah.
Well, now I hope Catherine's off my case on this thing.
Okay. All right.
It's only been about 6 months now, but that's fine. That's fine.
It's a great newsletter.
It is?
Right?
Yeah. Well, it must be.
Well, you signed up for it? You didn't look at it?
No, I haven't. Well, I signed up for it. I haven't gotten my first one, or at least I haven't noticed it.
Comes out every Thursday.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Oh, well, that's good. That's
so
nice.
You're all set.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's get to the history for today, February 25th. Let's open up the history book.
Oh, boy, that book is good and dusty.
Okay, let's go.
Cloud of dust.
Are you okay?
In the room.
Oh, now it's coming in here.
Close the door.
Somehow John is unaffected.
You guys did that to yourself. You should have closed the door.
Yeah.
Well, I wear a mask all the time. So.
Oh, that's it. You got the oxygen mask. Okay.
Pretty soon, man. Pretty soon.
Need your tank refilled.
Yeah, my tank refilled.
Well, today in 1870, Hiram Rhodes Revels. Have you ever heard that name?
No.
No.
He was the first black congressperson.
Oh, really?
He was sworn in today in 1870, a senator from Mississippi, I believe.
Cool. All right.
Cool name.
Yeah.
It is a cool name, yeah. Mm. Today in 1940, we got some TV history. The very first televised hockey game shown in the United States between the New York Rangers and the Montreal Canadiens. Apparently, showing the game on TV didn't go that well because the white of the ice made the camera blow out and you like, couldn't see the players very well.
Well, it was a new thing.
Right. It took them a little while to figure it out.
You know, I've talked to some sports guys, you know, actual sports announcers, and they say hockey is the hardest thing to call play-by-play because the puck is moving so fast.
Yeah, I believe
it. And it's hard to describe what's going on.
They're like a play behind.
Yes. They're always a play or two behind. Yeah.
Play behind, yeah.
Okay, anything else on this?
You know, I want to throw something in here.
Yeah.
I guess the Canadians beat the U.S.
Oh.
Recently, I would assume.
Yeah,
right?
I heard, I didn't realize it was a series of games, and I heard that the U.S. had won one of them, so I thought that we won for like a few days.
Right.
I was so disappointed to find out the Canadians won.
Yeah, it was a series.
Yeah. And there are a couple of clips on X.
Really?
Which have to be edited heavily because one player just seems to tell it like it is, and it requires a lot of bleeping, but he really lays into the U.S., the arrogant U.S. players who thought they were going to sweep the series. Well, they did not.
Hmm.
And it's fun stuff. I am going to put it together.
There were a lot of fights in those games, weren't there?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
But this guy is brutal. He is brutal against the U.S. players and the U.S. in general because of, you know, being a 51st state.
Yeah, we deserve it.
We do deserve it.
Okay.
Well. All right. Well, I'll bring that in sometime.
All right.
Some more sports history today. 1964, Muhammad Ali, then known as Cassius Clay, he boxed with Sonny, I think I'm going to pronounce this right, Sonny Liston.
Sonny Liston.
To win the heavyweight championship. Do you guys remember that?
I remember listening on the radio because it wasn't available on television. You had to either go to a movie theater to see it or listen to it on the radio. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was not a long fight,
I don't think,
but it was Sonny Liston was favored.
Favored pretty heavily, from what I understand.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a special time for boxing. It really was.
Well, the radio play-by-play kind of, you know, it's hard to describe it.
I was freaked
that
out.
Fast, yeah. I've never seen a boxing match heard one.
It was so strange when he changed his name. You know, Cassius Clay. I thought, what a great name.
Right.
Memorable as heck. Easy to say.
Yep. And then he changed it.
Yeah.
Yep. And the rest is history. I don't know where we go with that.
We're not going anywhere with it. It's just that as a little kid, I remember,
it was kind of like,
that was different. How would he change his name?
I'd never heard of anybody actually changing their name until he did it.
Yeah.
So is that it for the history books? Any birthdays?
That's it for the history books. We got one birthday. It's George Harrison's birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Today in 1943.
He would have been older.
Yeah.
82?
Can't do the math that fast.
Somewhere around there.
Something like that, I guess.
Well, you mentioned that McCartney's around 82.
Yeah.
So
I think McCartney's 83 now.
Oh. Well, correct me. Thank you.
Well, no.
Well, I'm just not keeping up, I guess.
George died back in 2001.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. Way too early. Yeah.
He's one of the Traveling Wilburys.
Yes, he was. Yes. Okay.
And you were a big fan of the Traveling Wilburys, weren't you?
I traveled along with them for a while.
You were a roadie?
A roadie for them.
They had two great albums.
Yeah, kind of. And there were a few good songs on those two great albums, right?
Well, you got to, you know, let's review the lineup. George Harrison, Bob Dylan.
Did they change per album? Or
no.
Same
lineup.
Same group, okay.
So George Harrison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was the lineup. And then by the time the second album came out, Roy Orbison had died. But he was still, on that album. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of strange. The thing about that was that I don't think Dylan took the lead on any of the songs, did he? Do you remember?
I think he had a couple, but they weren't the bigger. You know, they had three or four FM hits, we would call back then. But he was definitely on. I mean, they traded off vocals on a lot of those things. Okay, that's enough on the history of the Traveling Wilburys. Okay, we're just getting warmed up.
Traveling Wilburys.
The history. Oh, Idiocracy is right around the corner, right?
Oh, yes.
Is that what we have next?
Yeah, we do have
it's
that
Tuesday.
Next.
Yep. Yeah, and we'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
All right.
On WMDX.
Well, I'm inside of you. And we welcome you to Crack the Box Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crack the Box Palace. Oh, my love, will you roam? No, our love is true.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Tuesday morning. If we think about all of the different factors that influence the marketplace, a lot of it is out of a farmer's control. Weather, politics, the value of the dollar, energy prices, all of these things are influencing today's marketplace. But what is in a farmer's control is whether or not they take advantage of risk management tools. Jacob Burks joins us. He's a partner with AgMarket.net based in Lancaster, but he works with producers nationwide. He says risk management can be as simple as diversification.
That's a tool that you could have in your tool belt to manage your risk on your farm. Sometimes, you know, a lot of guys this fall luckily had some cattle in store just to walk some of that corn off the farm. You know, they had a lot, you know, very low depressed price at harvest and was able to walk that off. So yeah, we have a lot, you know, with, and then cattle all of a sudden went up here. So the cattle guy has got a ton of risk on hand right now. And I think when you look at the operation and you look at who needs it the most right now, it's not because I think the prices are going to fall. It's just because we have such a high value of cattle prices. I think it's very important to be looking at some tools and getting some sold.
Jacob Burks is a partner with AgMarket.net. We'll take a look at more farm news next.
Just stop and listen to these great details on our next farm tour. Hi, everybody. I'm PM Yankee, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th as we head to the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, Victoria, as well as agricultural highlights. We'll start in Calgary and visit their expansive Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour and meet a Mountie. Next, we board a via rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Once we arrive in Vancouver, we'll enjoy award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery and also take a ferry to Vancouver Island for a stroll through Bouchard Gardens. We'll learn about farming life on the island during fascinating visits to a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Again, July 26th through August 4th, join me for our next tour of the Canadian Rockies.
The latest livestock report from the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection says the pork cutout value passed $100 for the first time since November. Even though the latest World Egg Supply and Demand Estimates report predicts that pork production will increase in 2025, others are pointing to lower harvest numbers, that increase in prices and disease challenges as a sign that hog supplies will be lower than expected this year. In other news, the Wisconsin State Fair is accepting applications for its Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Award Program. The application deadline is March 1st. You can find stories of last year's awardees at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain and a low of 33. Chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise clouds in mid 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 42. Friday, partly sunny and windy with highs in the upper 40s.
Right now, it's 37.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who talks health and the Oscars. And mob expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk the mafia and urban legends. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Could be. Could be dumb sometimes, or maybe just all the time.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Yes, indeed.
Along with producer Sam. And we want to mention that we are up for Best of Madison nominations.
We are, yes.
You can go to WMDXradio.com and nominate John and Gordy as Best Radio Team. That's right. This is your chance to do just that.
Well, we will be up for the nomination if we get enough nominations, pre-nominations.
Voted to us, yes.
We'll be into the finalists.
Yes.
Yes, the finalists.
But there's only a few more days to nominate us, and you can do it one time a day with your email. So check it out. Just go to WMDXradio.com. And
we've got I hung up 50 flyers with QR codes
did
on them yesterday.
Really?
I did.
Good
so
for
you.
You
can scan the QR code and vote there. If you see a flyer, text a picture of it to us, and you will receive a personal
thank you
comment. Yeah, thank
you. That's very
thank
nice.
Thank you from John and Gordy.
That's right. We have a new email. Just to go to JAG at
JAG, John and Gordy, JAG at civicmedia.us.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Say
we
hello.
Finally got that. I've been waiting for that for a long time.
Yeah.
I've been begging for our own
our own email.
Yes.
People are gonna start sending you hate mail.
Yeah. Don't send any weird pictures either.
That's probably going to happen because everybody voted on this show and they said that
really?
Who was the person they hated most? And that was me, right? Yeah.
That was a long time ago. I'm sure they've warmed up to you by now.
Well, right? I think it would be just the opposite.
Mm. The phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. You can call us or text us there or, you know, do it the easy way. Get the Civic Media app. It's free to download and you can push the buttons there.
Yes, you can
text us or call us.
Now it seems maybe pointless at a certain point because we're all going to be destroyed by the asteroid that's going to hit Earth.
That's right. We got a text from Doug in St. Francis. He says,
right.
So it looks like we've got 7 years of oligarchs and then the asteroid hits. Thoughts? Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That is pretty much it.
Well, what are the chances that an asteroid is going to hit?
Well, I think it's you said a 3%.
3% is what I heard.
It's still pretty big.
Well,
I have a cut that I think would be perfect at this point about the asteroid itself. So those people who laugh at it, 152 is the cut. 152. It's not so funny if that thing hits the Earth. Not. So why don't we check this out?
There's about a 97% chance that the near-Earth asteroid known as 2024 YR4 won't impact the Earth late in December of 2032.
It won't impact.
But it's that 3% that's got the attention of NASA scientists.
This is the most dangerous asteroid ever cataloged by NASA. So I think it's something we have to take very seriously. All right.
The asteroid is estimated to be 130 to 300 feet wide.
They've asked for emergency time with the James Webb Space Telescope right here, the most powerful telescope humanity has orbiting Earth, and it's above the atmospheric distortions of the Earth. So they're going to make emergency measurements in March and May of this year because it's close to Earth right now, and it's receding away.
Back in 2022, NASA successfully deflected a different asteroid in a first-of-its-kind demonstration mission known as DART, short for its Double Asteroid Redirection Test. It'll take time to assess the potential threat of 2024 YR4.
If it doesn't impact the Earth, it could be about 20,000 miles, which is closer than the communication satellites, that are orbiting the Earth and communicating. This is how we are communicating with these communication satellites in geostationary orbit. So it's a really serious thing and must be addressed.
Reporting from Brevard County, Melanie Holt, Channel 9, Eyewitness News.
That guy sounds a little on edge.
He's worried about this. Could hit us in 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, it's funnier than I remember when I recorded it. Wow, that guy is in a panic situation.
Well, so there's only a 3% chance it's even going to get close.
Well, I like the way they started the story, right? Yeah, there's a 97% chance that it won't hit the earth.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Well, let us all down.
Get us all riled up for nothing.
I know. All right.
But they got to keep an eye on it.
They do. Just in case. Do nominate us, though, for Best of Madison anyway. You never know.
Okay.
We'll still be here another day. Mm-hmm. This is a big story. This came across yesterday. Trump has reportedly ordered the shutdown of the U.S. military base in Greece. Now, I'm not even going to try to Alexandra Topopoli. It doesn't matter. Anyway, in Greece, according to a Greek newspaper, according to the Greek media, Trump's decision to dismantle the military presence in this town came after a joint request, get this, from Putin and Turkish President Erdogan.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Putin and Erdogan want this base closed. The base has been a key logistic hub for the U.S. and NATO operations in the southeastern Europe area, and its presence has been a point of contention for Turkey, especially, which has long opposed the U.S. military operations in that region. But this is really an important base that we have, and now Trump is going to get rid of it, decommission it, because Putin and Erdogan want to get rid of it.
Well,
whose side are we on here?
Well,
jeez.
Yeah.
That's
the question. Whose
really
side are we on?
Bad
anymore?
News.
You apparently, know? You know, we're teaming up with Russia now.
Yeah. Now, this is a story I wasn't going to get to because it's a little confusing. Sounds a little confusing. But it's something that happened in Idaho, the other day, and there was a protester in a specific meeting. It was a Republican Central Committee meeting. A lot of people showed up for this, and this is Idaho. This is in their panhandle there, where, by the way, just so you know, little background on it, a lot of skinhead groups, a lot of Nazi groups are in that area.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened was this was last Saturday, a legislative town hall meet of the County Republican Central Committee turned volatile after some attendees voiced their concerns over possible repeal of Medicaid expansion currently in Idaho. The Idaho legislature is thinking about getting rid of the Medicaid expansion. All right. And the audience is kind of upset about it, some, but others aren't. You know, this is a Republican Central Committee meeting and some are all for it. So the people who were all for it were like chanting and interrupting the guests there and saying how much they support it. And there were people in the audience that wanted to keep Medicaid and they chanted a little bit and said a few things. But unfortunately, of course, you're around Republicans. So what they did was they wanted to kick out the person who was chanting against getting rid of Medicaid. All right. So they took this one, and this woman's name is Teresa Barenpohl. And I want you to listen to this recording. It's, you know, it's somebody's cell phone, but listen to this recording. The MC is an idiot, a jerk, and somebody who should be called out on it.
Okay.
He said some really nasty things about this woman trying to get the you know, the people in at this convention or this meeting to understand how important it is for those families in Idaho to have Medicaid expansion. The guy's name is Ed Bejarana. Ed Bejarana. Okay. He's the MC, and this is and this recording, check him out. He's trying to kind of narrate what she's going through in the audience. Listen to this.
Okay.
I just happen to have a nice loud voice and a big microphone. I can talk over all of you. And I can just talk for on and on and on. And look at this. This little girl is afraid to leave. She spoke up, and now she doesn't want to suffer the consequences. Isn't that the problem that we're struggling with so many of the kids today? Is they want to behave poorly and then not struggle with the consequences. That is shameful. I think what we've got right now is a situation where these folks are trying to filibuster and shut this whole program down. Unfortunately, they're being successful. To all of you who came here to hear the legislators, I applaud you for sitting there and quietly listening. Here. No, I should be removed. I should be allowed to cry and yell and scream. Should be able to allow
you to
interrupt.
Making fun of
you. Me.
You out
this
now.
This man is assaulting
you
me.
You out now. Let's go.
This man is assaulting me.
You
is this your
deputy? Wow. Stop it.
Okay, so.
Just stop it. Stop it momentarily. I just want to explain what's happening here. Yeah. Now, a sheriff was there, but he ordered two men to come over and stop her. Or take her out. And she's asking for some identification because they were just in kind of security clothing, but no markings at all. Mm-hmm. And they were starting to drag her out and take her away. And she wanted some identification. She didn't know who these guys were grabbing her and pulling her out of her seat. Let's check it out. Keep going.
No, don't fucking touch us. Is he a deputy? Who are they? These are deputies. Who the f*** are these men?
You refuse to identify yourself.
Who are you?
They
didn't come here to listen. They came here to
interrupt. There you
go.
So, I mean, it was chaotic. This story blew up. I held on to this for a couple of days here, but it blew up to the point where I thought I'd bring it out again because it shows that there is a tremendous amount of silencing of the opposition in this country at this point now. You know, you can't really speak up because they'll toss you out. They'll make fun of you. They made fun of this little girl. Mm. Really? Seriously? There's a question about the security team that showed up there and, you know, started dragging her out. Whether they had any ability whatsoever to take people out of the building.
Right.
Their security, they don't have a license to necessarily remove people from this committee meeting. So it's really blown up and people are really kind of freaked out across the country now because these are the things that are taking place. And as you've seen, you know, a lot of Republicans in red districts are complaining also about the strong arming and this unrelenting attack on government bodies and the people at work in government. So
we got a couple of texts in here, John. One of them says that Idaho sheriff is on disability. He's being investigated for fraud now.
Oh, really?
Apparently. And also thank the internet sleuths for figuring that out. Yeah, this was all taking place in Idaho, right?
Northern Idaho. Committee meeting. And the weird thing was that the sheriff, he asked her to leave, but then he backed up and he walked into the aisle of this this high school committee meeting room, and he started recording on his cell phone. What was taking place? I don't know why he did that. I don't know why he took a back seat and decided to just, you know, I'll get a video of this. You know, these two guys trying to take her out. They had zip ties and everything. A third guy came out with zip ties and they got her out in the lobby. And she was arrested, but the charges have now been dropped.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And she was charged for a while, but then they suddenly have dropped them in the last couple of hours. So, this is an ongoing story. It's very strange, very odd in what is happening out there in Idaho. And again, this is an area where white supremacists are in training camps in this particular area in Idaho.
Yeah. It's always been a little scary up there.
Yeah, it is. It is scary.
A few decades. All right. It is 6:48. And 39 degrees, highs close to 50 today. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning right here on WMDX.
For
for medicine, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina Supreme Court declined to fast-track a challenge by a GOP Supreme Court candidate who lost in November by 734 votes. And super PACs backed by Elon Musk are pouring millions into Wisconsin's 2025 Supreme Court race. After two recounts, incumbent North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs led by 734 votes with 5.5 million ballots cast. Her GOP challenger, Judge Jefferson Griffin, claims as many as 65,000 of those voters were ineligible. February 17th, Griffin filed in appeals court, but the state elections board requested a fast track to the state Supreme Court. February 20th, that request was denied, and the case is likely to be heard later this year. The New York Times reported Elon Musk's America PAC is spending $1 million on GOP voter turnout for an April 1st Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Musk's Building America Future PAC has also booked another $1.5 million supporting former GOP State Attorney General Brad Schimmel. His opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, raised over $7.7 million so far with outside spending via donations to the Wisconsin Democratic Party. The 2023 election of Justice Janet Prusiewicz resulted in fairer redistricting maps for the first time in over a decade. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Men, 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 manly men.
That's us.
Yes.
He's John. I'm Gordy.
WMDX 92.7. Yes, I'm John, and people hate me.
And I'm Gordy, and people are ambivalent.
They love you. Oh, warm and fuzzy, okay. Gordy.
And Sam is in the producing room over there, studio across the way.
Trying to maintain, stability in this program.
Yes, sir.
Let me just mention at this point of the program that David J. Frank and company are bringing you this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show and WMDX. They're celebrating their 65th anniversary, providing commercial landscape management and residential landscape management for our area. You may have seen their work at Hilldale Shopping Center, also on the UW campus at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery. And they also provide care for the state capitol just up the road here, a couple of blocks. You can call David J. Frank or get in touch with them at their website, davidjfrank.com. They are experts in sustainability.
Yes. It
makes them the go-to company for green roofs and water conservation and reclamation projects, too. And last year, they installed the largest green roof in the state.
Mm-hmm.
That was in Wauwatosa. So check out davidjfrank.com, again, celebrating their 65th anniversary.
You know, we could have a pretty big green roof if we just paint it green.
Well, I don't think that's the way to do it. That doesn't count.
I think they do more than that.
Put up shrubbery and, lawns and stuff.
This Bongino guy, right?
What's his name? Oh, yeah.
Dan Bongino.
The assistant to the Cash Patel dude?
Yeah, he's a deputy director of the FBI now.
Okay,
He says, cutie time is over.
Cutie time?
Yeah, cutie time.
Really? Now we're going to get down to...
So there must be a cutie time at the FBI all these many years.
Do they eat those little miniature oranges?
That's going to come to an end.
Thanks for the heads up.
He's a political commentator and now the director.
Deputy director.
Was it at the FBI headquarters where they just pulled out a can of white paint and painted over the wall that had all those like value words on it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was at the FBI.
I think
boy,
so.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Should That's we get it. To the cringe moment that we were just
the masculinity
by yes
manly men
yeah J.D. Vance was mocked Thursday for offering cringe advice to young men. He says mainstream U.S. culture now opposes crack a beer, tell a joke, embrace your masculinity.
This is J.D.
That's
Vance.
His advice.
He's the vice president.
Yeah,
now.
That's this is what his role is.
Well,
I guess
he's got a beard, you know. So.
He says, I think our culture sends a message to young men that you should suppress every masculine urge. No one says that. No one's doing that. Okay. And he also says, you should try to cast aside your family. That's what they're telling them. You should try to suppress what makes you a young man in the first place.
He's saying that's culture talking to young men.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And he's got a message. Said, my message to young men is don't allow this broken culture to send a message that you're a bad person just because you're a man, because you like to tell a joke, because you like to have a beer with your friends, or because you're competitive. Those are okay. It's okay to be that.
No one's saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
No one has ever said that.
I heard about this quote from Sophia, my girlfriend, over the weekend, and she's like, I like to tell jokes, have a beer with my friends, and I'm competitive. Does that make me
a man.
An oppressed man?
Yeah, see?
What else did he say here? Here's another quote. When I think about like what is the essence of masculinity, according to J.D. Vance, you could answer this in so many different ways, but when I think about me and my guy friends, we really like to tell jokes to one another. We like to laugh. That's what it is to be a man.
That's been suppressed. Where?
Really?
Where has this been suppressed? Oh, man. It's, John Lovett used to be with the Obama administration, and now he's with the podcast guys.
Pod Save America.
Pod Save America. Yeah. He was on Bill Maher the other day.
Oh, right.
And they were arguing, and Bill Maher, was just kind of needling him about, you guys, Democrats are never going to win another election because they're taking the side of transgender individuals. Mm. You're pushing this thing and pushing it. And he had a good answer, but it wasn't the right answer. The right answer is that the Democrats are not pushing transgender people or rights or anything like that. It's not something that was on their radar at all. The only people that are really pointing this out and talking about it all the time ad nauseum and making this a living nightmare for transgender individuals are the Republicans, the MEGAs. It's their thing. Maher also brought up, the teachers, they should be able to report to the parents if they're using different terminology for, referring to them in school. They should report this to the parents. And John Lovett said, that's true. It's probably something they should do, but why should they do it? Again, the real answer of that is that the Republicans are requiring this. This was never an issue. It's between the parent and the child.
Yes.
It is not involving the teachers whatsoever. And suddenly making the teachers an enemy in the schools for reporting them to their parents is outrageous and ridiculous. And the only ones, again, who are pointing this out are Republicans and MAGAs. It is not a Democratic thing. We're not pushing it. We're not losing elections because we're on the side of transgender individuals. Instead, we're just defending them. We're defending them from people who are making a point of it and trying to hurt these people in our society.
Absolutely.
All right, that's it.
Drop the mic. Okay.
And J.D. Vance, you can go, I don't know, who's telling him this stuff?
All right. Settle down, Jeff. 6:58. Hey, in our next hour, attorney Jim Santel will come in here and offer us some legal advice, John.
I may need it now.
We'll be back on WMDX.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers is back for a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis was well enough this morning to meet with the Vatican Secretary of State to approve a new decree for saints. He also called a formal meeting to set the dates for their canonization. The 88-year-old Pope is still in critical condition with double pneumonia. During a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House, President Trump was once again pressed about his relationship with Vladimir Putin.
When pressed, Trump again refusing to call Vladimir Putin a dictator, instead saying he might visit Moscow soon, a trip that would be a huge boost to Putin, who's been isolated from the West since the start of the war. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who Trump has called a dictator, under intense pressure from the White House to sign a deal giving the U.S. permission to mine critical minerals and resources inside Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Pannell reporting from Kyiv. Continued confusion in Washington over those job descriptions federal employees were told to write up or face possible layoffs. This is ABC News. A senior law enforcement official.